Welcome to Good Money Moves, the show where we provide you with financial tips and advice to help you feel financially empowered. My name is Jenna Tobel, the AVP of Marketing here at First Alliance Credit Union, and I have a very special guest with me here today, Mark Thein from the Small Business Development Center. And Mark, you're the regional director over there, so you know all the questions I'm going to ask you. I know you'll have awesome answers to them. But before we dive into our topic, which is all about how to write a business plan for our small business owners and entrepreneurs who are looking to get started, this is the episode for you. Why don't you tell us just a little bit about yourself, your role at SBDC, and what is SBDC, or the Small Business Development Center?
Yes, thank you very much for having me, yeah. Jen. I appreciate it. It's always nice to be able to talk about your organization and get the word out to entrepreneurs, so thank you very much.
Of course.
So the Small Business Development Center provides one-on-one business consulting services and training to 11 counties in southeastern Minnesota. Oh, yeah. So we have a team of 20 consultants that work with small business startups and then businesses that are also in business and looking to expand. So we provide those services through the SBA.
Okay.
They are one of our partners. And then we are hosted by REDI, the Rochester Area Economic Development, Inc. And then we're also supported by many organizations in the region, lending institutions like yours and others, mm-hmm. Local, county, and city governments throughout the 11-county region. And it's wonderful to be able to have that support to be able to deliver these services. But our main partner is the Small Business Administration. People get our organizations confused sometimes.
I bet.
So the SBA is a Small Business Administration, and the SBDC is the Small Business Development Centers. And there's 9 of them across the nation, or
across
the state. And every state has a network of small business development centers. And we've been around for 45 years.
That's awesome.
I think we're one of the best kept secrets.
I think so, too.
Our services are at no cost, and we deliver great services, I think.
No cost. That's huge. No cost.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, awesome. Well, let's dive into our topic because I'm really excited about this. I think there's a lot of people out there who want to get started with a business, but they're not really sure where to start or kind of like how to even write a business plan to really get their thoughts kind of together on paper. So maybe tell us exactly like what is a business plan and why is it so important for a new business owner or an entrepreneur just trying to get up and running to have a business plan in place?
Yeah, I think it's important to be able to have your ideas and your plan down on paper for a couple reasons. One is to just be able to get your thoughts and ideas and your goals and your strategies and your objectives for this business down.
Mm-hmm.
I think it helps you strategically plan, mm-hmm. being able to put pencil to paper and then being able to go back and look at your business plan document to see where you're at, to see if you're making progress. So that's one reason.
Yeah.
Another reason is to really grow strategically. I think a lot of small business owners that are starting up tend to, if it's going really well, tend to grow too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's challenging, financially, time-wise, challenging from an employee standpoint. So your business plan helps you be able to grow strategically.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, I think a business plan also helps you raise money. So whether that be from a lender or from a gap financing institution,
okay,
or from family members, I think those institutions or those people who are giving you those dollars to be able to start purchasing equipment or purchase a building or land, or even inventory or supplies that you might need for your business, it's important to be able to share with them what you're doing. And they want to see that you have everything, all your ducks in a row.
Yeah.
For that matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. So it's really sounds like it's a very strategic document. It's not necessarily getting into the nitty gritty. Are there, or does a business plan need to get more into the nitty gritty operational type things? Or should it be really high level, like goal oriented? Like what exactly should be in a business plan? Like what
sure.
are the objectives that should be laid out in there?
Sure. So I break it down as telling people like there's this business plan narrative piece, and mm-hmm. that's kind of the writing piece. Mm-hmm. And then there's this financial piece.
Okay.
And so in both entities of the business plan, you're going to be able to want to get pretty detailed okay. in what you want to say and tell your lending institution. Mm-hmm. So the more detailed you are, the better it is for them to understand your plan.
Okay.
And the better chances that you might have in regards to receiving funds.
Mm-hmm. So the narrative component is kind of the section where you would lay out, well, this is what my strategy looks like. These are some of the things I plan to do for marketing my business. And then the financial piece gets more into like income statements and balance sheets and all of those types of things. Is that
correct? Okay. Correct. So in that narrative piece, you were going to be able to take a look at, you know, is there, you want to be able to explain, is your business feasible in the area that mm-hmm. you're going to do, you're going to open up your mm-hmm. business. So that gets into marketing research and then how you're going to market. You want to take a look and explain to the reader of your business plan, the competition. But it's not just to the reader. You want to know yeah. what your competition is. We talk to a lot of small business owners, and they say, I don't have any competition. or, you know, I can't compete with this organization. They're just too giant. Mm-hmm. But you want to be able to study your competition because you want to find a way to differentiate yourself from
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
And if you can find that differentiation in your marketing strategy or in your service strategy, or in product features that you might have, mm-hmm. then that's going to really help you propel and be successful in your endeavors.
Yeah.
The other items that actually go into a business plan, too, is, you know, people want to know that you have experience going into that industry.
Sure.
So, you know, not too many people like writing about themselves.
Yeah.
But we want to be able to do that, and we want to be able to maybe not pull a full resume together, mm-hmm. but we want to be able to explain and show to people that you've got the experience to do this. And so that's critical too. Mm-hmm. I think your team is also critical. So you want to be able to put in there the important people that might be on your team,
sure.
which would be your lender, which would be your lawyer.
Okay.
Which would be your CPA or your accountant.
Okay.
And then if you have enough funds to be able to hire a marketing company, and do some branding work ahead of time, then you want to put somebody like that in there too.
Awesome. So a lot of components that should really be kind of thought through as you're putting together a business plan. In the financial piece, if they haven't actually started a business yet, I'm assuming all of this financial information, a lot of it is probably projections of what they think they might bring in an income, or is this based off their current state in that time?
So if you're a startup, you want to be able to project your revenues out at least 2 years.
Okay.
And then project your expenses out at least 2 years. And then you want to factor in, you know, your lease payments, your insurance payments, your loan payment to the lender. So you want to be pretty detailed in those. What's important in that is for you to be realistic in those projections. Mm-hmm. We've seen parts of business plans that come to us and the projections are sky high.
Sure, yeah.
and, you know, I think being grounded a little bit in what your business can do as far as revenues in the sales area, mm-hmm. And being able to control expenses when you're opening up, right,
mm-hmm.
Is important for people to see. So be realistic and even be conservative. And I always tell people, too, oh, if you break those goals, those sales goals, fantastic.
Yeah.
But it's important to look at it that way.
Yeah. No, that's really great advice. So what are maybe some of the common like mistakes or missteps that people tend to do when they're putting together a business plan? I mean, you've obviously seen probably thousands of business plans in your time at SBDC. So what are some of those common things or, you know, maybe things that people just don't even think to include in a business plan commonly?
Right. So I think some of the backup data that you could put in the appendices of the business plan. People forget about that. So maybe some market research articles talking about the industry and its growth.
Sure.
Maybe in the appendix you would have some of your marketing materials that you've developed already. Mm-hmm. So that just gives the people reading the plan a really good flavor of, oh, I think this entrepreneur has everything in order here. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things. I think there's some attachments that you can put to the business plan that can answer some of the questions that the reader might have. Mm-hmm. The other thing a lot of people do miss is the competition piece.
Yeah.
They don't really look at that because their frame of mind, which is fantastic, is passion. And it's, they're driven, they're drivers, and they're doers, you know. So it's like, yeah, you know, get out of my way. I don't have any competition, right?
Yeah.
But you can't skip that, you know. So that's important. So I think people probably don't spend enough time on that.
Yeah, which is totally fair. How would somebody maybe go about starting to look at who their competition is in the industry that they're trying to break into? Because if it's something that people aren't thinking of, maybe they don't even know where to start to kind of start to pull those threads.
Yeah, so at the Small Business Development Center, we have a bunch of tools, right? And one of those tools is called Vertical IQ.
Okay.
And to access those tools, you have to sign up to be a Small Business Development Center client. Mm-hmm. That keeps our conversations confidential. And it allows us to provide these services to you at no cost, the entrepreneur at no cost. So this Vertical IQ tool is a market research piece that we can run on for a convenience store or a gas station or hotels or women's clothing stores or whatever you might be. So in that market research tool, we've got some really good data to benchmark what others are doing.
Sure.
So that's a great place to start. So sign up at our website, and then we can run these tools. And then there's other tools out there, too. I do want to give another shout-out to one of our SBA resource partners also, and that's SCORE.
Okay.
SCORE has fantastic consultants here in Rochester, too, and throughout southeastern Minnesota, but they have a fantastic library. It's amazing. So it's full of templates, market research reports. I pulled down some templates to be able to use at their website. We have our own at the Small Business Development Center, too.
Right.
But use whatever template makes you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have one, contact us and we'll help you out.
Awesome. So there's definitely tools out there that can help with all of these kind of different components that need to go into this business plan then.
Yes, Jenna, because it's just important to be able to have things out there that can... People get stuck. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people overthink a business plan too. There's examples out there where there's lean business plans. So we're not talking about a 40, 50 page document here.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about putting together your ideas, the important key pieces onto paper, whether that's one page or 10 pages. Mm-hmm. I think that's important to do. So, I think people kind of overthink that.
Sure.
And they feel like it's a writing exercise. And whenever that's a writing exercise, especially for me, I'm like, ugh. You know? So just start with, you know, some ideas down on paper. A lot of people start with a pitch deck. You know, they kind of like making pitch decks and PowerPoint presentations. And so that's a great place to start, too.
Yeah.
And then as you continue to think about things when you're driving in the car or you're on a trip, you're like, oh yeah, I should put that in the plan, add to it, because it's a living document. You know, people say that all the time. It's a living document.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And so it's important for you to review that plan, especially, you know, if you know you're always generating ideas, add, subtract, take a look at those goals and your strategic objectives. And look at it, I'd say probably look at it every quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially as you're just getting up and running, because I feel like things can change pretty quickly when you're just getting your business started and you find out things that you didn't account for and you want to kind of be able to pivot to those different situations.
Yeah, you know, as I said before, I think people are very passionate about what they do and they want to jump in. I know there are family members with in our family that own businesses, and man, they just dived in, you know. They're just like, let's go, 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 mm-hmm. go, right? And, you know, that's one way of doing it. But I like to think if you take time to do your business plan, you're able to probably minimize a little risk.
Yeah.
You're also probably able to minimize mistakes. For example, you know, a lot of people start businesses and they're not sure if they should collect Minnesota sales tax on a product that they sell.
Sure.
And then later on they find that that has to be done, right?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, you mean I owe the state of Minnesota this much money?
Ooh, yeah, that's not fun.
So it just helps you clarify the things that you need to do also up front so you don't have those hurdles later on.
Yeah.
Because you are going to have enough of those hurdles running and operating your own business
to
begin with. I always tell people, you know, where are you personally? You know, maybe on the family side, you know, is this something that you're getting support from, you know, on the family side, your spouse or your children? Where are you on the personal financial side, too? That's
sure.
important, too. You know, lending institutions always look at credit scores, but it's not the only thing that they look at,
right.
but it's important. Mm-hmm. So do a self-assessment, I think, and be able to analyze what you're thinking about and getting into. I think that's very important too.
Yeah. So when it comes to, because we've mentioned like needing this business plan a lot when you're approaching financial institutions for lending purposes. So why do financial institutions want that from a business owner?
Oh yeah, they want to see it. They want to see it because they want their money back. Right?
Plain and simple.
Yeah. I think, well, you know, you talk about the five C's of credit, and a lot of lending institutions know that, but one of those five C's is capacity, and that's the capacity to be able to repay that loan.
Yes.
Another one, too, is commitment or capital, and that's kind of where that money down piece comes in. You know, it's, like, important to be able to see that the business owner is actually committing financially to the business.
Yeah, a little bit of skin in the game to get started.
A little skin in the game.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, this has been an amazing conversation, and I feel like we could talk for hours and hours, but we are already out of time.
It's already over? I've got more to say.
I know. And I feel like we could do like many episodes together. You are so full of knowledge. I love this.
I'd be happy to be back.
Awesome.
It'd be great to come back.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Mark. And thank you for watching. This has been Good Money Moves. Make sure that you like and subscribe to the video if you're watching us on YouTube. And if you're listening as a podcast, make sure you subscribe on Apple, YouTube, or Spotify if you want to never miss an episode of Good Money Moves. Thank you so much for being here. And if you want more information about how to write a business plan, you can check out the SBDC website or the First Alliance website at firstalliancecu.com.